Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, getting a few moments here with Mercer County Athletic Director Dustin Murray. I know we're officially 5 weeks away from the high school football opener on Friday night, August the 30th, and I think it's, what, just 2 weeks from Monday, the official start of the fall sports season. That's Monday, August the 12th. So as an athletic director, what are some of the things you're doing right now?
You know, Jim, just trying to get all the everything ready for the sports season, just trying to make sure everybody's got physicals and everything's ready to go. And so that August 12th, we can hit the ground running. I know our volleyball team's excited to get back in our new gym floor and show that off to everybody. And the football team's been working hard all summer. And I know golf's been going and everybody's been going all summer, building up to August 12th, where we can finally hit the ground running and get ready for the 2024-2025 school year.
And you bring up the new gym floor. That's right. So you've stayed away from that, I know, during the summer workout stuff. That'll be ready to go at the start of the season?
Yep. Knock on wood. We're going to be ready to go. We got a brand new roof over the gym too. So we were out of there all summer. And so ready to showcase that beautiful new gym floor that we got. And, you know, I thank the Board of Education for, you know, deciding to do the whole thing. And I think it looks fantastic. I'm excited for the design and I'm excited for everybody to come see it.
Speak to the transition from the LTC to the track here, which is the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. How smoothly has that gone as we get ready for the 2024-2025 school year?
Yeah, that's gone smooth. The Three Rivers Conference invited me to all the conference meetings last year. So for the last year, I've been working with a lot of those athletic directors, creating schedules. They've all welcomed us in with open arms, you know, kind of looking in the rear view. I really enjoyed working with all the LTC athletic directors, but, you know, new exciting times ahead for Mercer County in a direction where, you know, we're going to start playing some local rivals in conference. And, you know, one of those is gearing up, you know, week two of the football season, we get to play Sherrard, and then week seven, we get to play Rock Ridge, and there's Orion on there. So, you know, exciting times ahead as Mercer County transitions in the Three Rivers.
Yeah, no question. And the opener's Friday night, August the 30th at Monmouth-Roseville. You mentioned Rock Ridge, week seven. It was kind of your idea when we found out we were moving to the track. Let's develop some kind of potential trophy. And there are some moving parts in play right now as we head toward that week seven game at Rock Ridge.
Yeah, you know, when we started this idea last summer, you know, there's nothing – to me in sports, one of the coolest things in college football is the trophy games. And so, you know, being a big Wisconsin Badger fan and them playing for traveling trophies, you know, I thought Mercer County and Rock Ridge, you know, could have a traveling trophy being, you know, the county line. So I kind of pitched the idea to Daphne and Marcus Bush and them about a county line clash, and they were all on board. And so we secured a sponsor. County Line Ag has agreed to sponsor that game. So we're going to call it the County Line Clash. And, you know, working with MC Sport and Moore and Monmouth on creating a trophy. So have a trophy to go between the two schools. So looking forward to that and starting that trophy game as we, you know, join the Three Rivers and play them every year.
The one other thing I know that's new as we speak to the high school football season, I think they call it week zero games now, which are scrimmages basically, but you can have a scrimmage with another team. Mercer County is going over to Rova Williams Field. That would be Friday night, August the 23rd. Is that like a full-fledged like football game where it's 11-on-11 pads and all that stuff too?
Yeah, there's 11-on-11. It's a segmented. The IHSA has sent out some documentation on, you know, how many plays you can play. There's no special teams. It's just kind of, you know, it's a controlled scrimmage environment where there has to be IHSA officials present. But it's something where, you know, some of these smaller schools that may have some trouble playing those inter-squad scrimmage games, it gives them a chance to play another opponent, maybe have some of those kids see some game speed that you can't simulate in practice. So, you know, when the week zero scrimmage came out, I got in contact with Grant Goldstrand at Rova Williams Field, and we're going to travel over to Oneida on that Friday night, and the kids will have a chance to hit somebody in a different color, you know, getting ready for week one.
All right, good to check in with Dustin Murray, Athletic Director, Mercer County High School, joining us on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.